It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 11th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, a list of over 5,000 online companies and organizations want to help and hurt two separate pieces of legislation moving through Capitol Hill. The bills deal with the NSA and surveillance. Tumblr, Mozilla, and the Electronic Frontier Foundation are all calling their efforts the day we fight back. The website Reddit is also involved. Eric Martin is Reddit's general manager. He describes the pieces of legislation.
One is a bill called the USA Freedom Act that's a bipartisan bill that would curtail some of the NSA surveillance activities and abuses. The other bill, sort of a competing bill, attempts to legalize and codify the bulk collection of data of phone records, and that's the FISA Improvements Act. So the day we fight back is really getting people to show their support for the USA Freedom Act and show their disapproval of the FISA Improvements Act.
Martin admits that Reddit is entering a new and tricky area when it decides to push for certain laws over others, but he hopes that posts on Reddit's front page, which gets millions of views each day, will inspire more dialogue about surveillance and maybe some real-world action, like people calling their congressional representatives. 2 years ago, internet companies helped kill the so-called SOPA and PIPA acts this way. Many felt those bills went too far in protecting intellectual property. The challenge here, Martin says, is getting people to pick up the phone again for an issue as murky as surveillance. Taiwanese phone maker HTC announced quarterly earnings that fell to $1.4 billion this week. That may not sound bad, but in a competitive smartphone market, HTC has struggled to sit at the table with the likes of Apple and Samsung. So the company's making some new moves. Our friend Lindsay Turrentine at CNET is going to help us take a look at this. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
HTC, does this company know what it wants?
It knows what it wants, which is to be profitable. Like all companies want. It's been having a little bit of a hard time getting there with its smartphones.
Oh, yes.
Yes. A couple of years ago, HTC sort of contracted and decided to put all of its effort behind a couple of flagship phones, the HTC One line specifically, which now has three models.
Very nice phone, by the way.
Beautiful phone.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as beautiful as this phone is, not everybody knows about it. So HTC is now deciding that it wants to expand into cheaper phones.
It's sort of going back on its earlier decision.
It is changing course a little bit. HTC is the midpoint between Apple and Samsung. Apple has now two models of phone. Samsung has more than I can count. And that has helped Samsung make a lot of money over a long period of time, enough to start really challenging Apple in the handset market. And HTC, I think, is realizing that in order to catch up, it's going to have to do a little bit of the same thing.
But isn't this a problem of marketing?
It might not be fixed by offering other phones, and it is certainly a marketing problem. But selling more cheaper models may help it build up the revenue it needs to put more marketing muscle behind its expensive phones. It's a little bit of a chicken and an egg problem.
All right. Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of reviews for CNET. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thank you, as always.
So have you heard of the new computer operating system Red Star? No? Well, you've probably seen it or something like it. Red Star OS is the new homegrown operating system in North Korea. And like some of the other tech built in that country, it has a familiar vibe. David Lee is a technology reporter for the BBC. He says North Korean engineers have opted for a new kind of imitation.
So the operating system that they've rolled out is for desktop machines, for PCs that people have in, well, it's in libraries and in schools. And until recently, this has been a bit of a rip-off of Windows. Now it looks very much like another computer service from Apple. So they're trying very hard to keep up.
What's the evidence here that this operating system is like a Mac?
So obviously we think of North Korea as a very closed-off country, but they do. There is quite a large number of workers that go in for specific tasks, and one of those tasks is computer scientists. And it's through an American computer scientist that took screenshots of this. And there's actually a downloadable version of one of the earlier versions of the Red Star OS, which is what they call this operating system, that anyone can download.
Give me a sense of who is going to be using this operating system in North Korea.
Computers are generally found in libraries, in schools, anywhere where it's a fairly controlled environment. I believe there's one internet cafe in Pyongyang, so it's still very, very, very closed off.
Do we have a sense of some of the additional applications that are part of this?
In terms of functionality, it's actually quite sophisticated. It's not basic. It's actually, it does offer quite a few functions. I mean, some of the interesting aspects are some of the sort of North Korean touches in there. So, for example, the calendar. The calendar actually says 103, year 103, as opposed to 2014. And that's because it's 103 years since Kim Il-sung came up with his Juche ideology, which is the law of the land that North Koreans follow. So there's little touches in there that give you a hint this is North Korean. But in terms of how it plays out as an operating system, from what we know, it's actually very similar to something that we'd all be used to using.
What else do you think is interesting about the hints about how North Koreans are using technology?
One of the more interesting aspects, I guess, is mobile. Now, unlike previous ways of getting information, like through newspapers that the state controls or indeed television the state controls, mobile is a lot harder to control. So text messages we know are very popular for spreading news. So technology is thawing away at some of the closed nature of North Korea.
Dave Lee is a technology reporter for the BBC. Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Russian snowboarder Alexei Sobolev put his phone number on his helmet while competing at the Olympics. He got over 2,000 texts, so many that they froze up his phone. It started working again later, so he was able to look through the photos sent by admiring fans. Not fans in snowsuits, fans in their birthday suits. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.